A big piece of Detroit's bankruptcy puzzle was put into place today, the newly created Great Lakes Water Authority, as the city finally came to an agreement with Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties to create a regional water authority, an authority that provides water to some 40% of Michiganders. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is here with more. Let's go right to the wallet, Sarah. What will this mean in terms of water rates for some 4 million customers?
Basically, what this agreement outlines is it says that rate increases will be limited to no more than 4% a year over 10 years. That doesn't necessarily mean that that will be the cap of the rates for all communities, since different communities set their own water rates and tack on different surcharges and so forth. So how much more you'll actually be spending depends on where you live. And they've actually brought in a private consultant, a French water company called Veolia, to review this and make sure that those rate assumptions of 4% a year are feasible. And it does say that if the review shows that that can't happen, that any of the parties have a right to back out of the deal.
And Sarah, what comes next? What makes this all happen?
So it's supposed to be approved by October 10th, and the boards of commissioners of Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne County, and as well as the city of Detroit, have until then to basically approve it. So what happens is if at least two of those bodies do approve the deal by October 10th, then basically the Great Lakes Water Authority is just going to be created on its own, and this whole deal will go into effect. So basically they need two of those to do so, and if the other two either don't act or sort of vote this down, the governor can step in and appoint a representative for them in their stead. So really, two of these parties need to agree to this deal by October 10th.
Michigan Radio, Sarah Swick, checking in with the latest on the newly created Great Lakes Water Authority. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.